The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has expressed optimism that child marriage will end in Ghana. The technical advisor on gender at the ministry, Diana Adiku, however, said it will take quite some time to end the practice. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, Madam Adiku said, teenage pregnancy and poverty are the leading causes of child marriage in Ghana. According to her, though young boys are also involved, child marriage is a predominantly girls' affair.
The continent with the most prevalent statistics is Southeast Asia, followed by Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa has one of the most telling statistics on ending child marriage. And in Ghana, it prevails between 18% to 39% across the country. Every region in Ghana registers some prevalence rate of child marriage. Greater Accra registers the least prevalence, and it stands at 18.5%. Using the Demographic Health Survey of Ghana, the recent one of 2014. So if we're saying the least is Greater Accra, 18.5%, obviously we're saying that our country is in trouble and the practice is of great concern, and everybody in Ghana who has the interest of the future of our nation at heart should have an interest in how we as a country together eliminate this practice. The northern region registers 39.6%. What it means is that for women within the ages of 20 to 49, when they were asked in a particular region at what age they got married or they found themselves in a union, take for example, you have girls in Greater Accra, we have 10,000 girls in Greater Accra, 18.5% of them married before the age of 18.
The executive director of Child Rights International, Bright Apia, said government must put in place policies to deal with the practice.
We cannot say that within 3 years or 4 years the ministry will be able to deal with the issue, but since it's a societal issue, it should be in the continuum for us to ensure that we deal with it appropriately. For me, one thing that we have to do is a policy framework, and I think that the ministry is working so hard on that. The next step is to look at the implementation level. You cannot just enact policies and make the framework or do research and just leave it there. We need to ensure that we implement it. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for us, when it comes to child marriage, there are legislation that support this kind of intervention that the ministry is undertaking, and then what the partners are also supporting, what the NGOs are doing. So there's a step that we need to take. So when it comes to the implementation, we expect that the ministry would also deal with the social effect of that through education and awareness creation. And where there's a need for us, we'd also take people on for engaging that kind of illegal act. We need to also take them on.